I'd like to ask you to just sit for a moment and begin to become aware of this process. And of course, you can begin with the breath. Just letting yourself follow the breath into the heart space. And see if you can, first of all, become aware of all the different levels of thoughts. The obvious thoughts, and one of the obvious thoughts is the experience that you're having of trying to hear the words I'm saying and sort them. But there's also, if you look, and I'm going to be quiet so you can really look, you start to become aware that there is something that kind of feels like it's coming from deep inside your body. I often feel it coming up as though, or coming up from the gut, or from the heart. But there's this kind of impulsion, this energy that is making the mind move, that is creating movement inside. You know, one of the things that this does is it constantly observes yourself and identifies what you're experiencing as me. And then there's also, you might notice, a lot of different forms of stray thoughts, mental static of various kinds, memories, reverie. And then on the surface, there are the thoughts that are coming up as you try to do an exercise, as you try to practice and try to coach yourself. But just see if you can notice that behind all these processes in the mind is this kind of fountain of energy, this pulsing movement at the heart of the mind or down someplace at the core of yourself that's throwing up impulses, thoughts, images, feelings. It's throwing up those movements that in the Yoga Sutras they call vrittis, movements, mental movements. And just be with it, notice it. See if you can actually find where it's coming from. And notice that as you start looking for the power that's bringing thoughts up, you may notice that you just get completely distracted, which is part of the way that this binding quality in the Matrika Shakti works to draw us away from inwardness, this power of distraction. And in my experience, very often, even when we're in quite a quiet state of meditation, even as awareness arises, the chirping of the vrittis, of the mental chatter of thoughts and emotions, is still going on. We may not be paying attention to it. We may be aware of the greater awareness that's holding these thoughts, but the energy of thinking, the energy of movement in the mind is still going on.